with Martin Baster.
Just decided this morning it's time for us to address the elephant in the room, and the elephant in the room is a Metro cop. Metaphorically, obviously. I saw a post on Facebook yesterday. This lady posted that she thought that the Metro cop was trying to solicit a bribe from her by accusing her of doing something she didn't do. Anyway, long story short, she paid the fine anyway. She really wasn't on her phone. She's got the call logs and everything to prove it. But she felt that this Metro cop was just pulling her over, accusing her of something to get a bribe out of her. That's how paranoid people have become when they get pulled over by Metro cops. The whole bribe thing is the elephant in the room. Is it just Facebook, or is it an actual thing in Gauteng? Have you ever made a bribe? Have you ever bribed a cop? Have you ever felt that someone, you know, has solicited you for a bribe? Is it such a big thing? I think it is. A lot of people think it is. No one's really talking about it. No one's coming forward and saying, listen, this is a massive problem. It's a daily thing. It is that big. Do we know that? And not the authorities, or isn't it really a big thing at all? On the line, Anonymous. Morning.
Good morning.
I'm already interested, Anonymous. All right, so what story? Is it a thing? Have you done it?
Three times, actually.
Sorry?
Three times.
Three times.
Okay. Yeah, probably amounts to probably about almost 1,000 rand in total that I have bribed them with.
How did it happen? You got pulled over for what?
No, it was basically just them standing next to the road in all three occasions, actually. Luck would have it that when I'm not doing something wrong, I'd get pulled over. And, it would essentially be they would look for something that's wrong. If they can't find it, then I'm not allowed to drive away. And out of two of the three occasions, I've actually had the cops lean into my car and start complimenting me and... The one actually warned me that if he did see me here again, be it for whatever reason, then we will get married and we will have a life.
That's shocking. Tell me something. So were you guilty of something?
For these three, actually, no.
So they just pulled you over looking for something, couldn't find something. But then why did you pay a bribe?
Because I couldn't go.
They didn't
like I said. No, they lean into the car, like arms on the inside of my window. And they held my driver's license in their hand and leaning in, arms crossed, and then looking at you, and they start saying all these, what they think is very flattering things.
So they became suggestive, and you started getting a little bit worried, and then you would pay them off a bribe, and then you'd go.
Exactly, and especially, so I'm 23 years old.
That's shocking.
And being alone, doesn't matter the time of day, quite frankly, because anything happens under anybody's eye and nobody sees anything.
Have you ever thought of making a case against them? Just, kind of phoning the authorities?
I have. But the problem being is that as soon as you try and get, because they have these government IDs that they need to present and whatnot, if you ask. As soon as I did ask it on one occasion, and they actually immediately become very, not aggressive, but they become on the defense.
Defensive.
Yes.
It's a shocking story. It really, really, really is. It's very worrying. Thanks for sharing. No. Thanks for sharing. I really appreciate it.
It's time to get up and go with Martin Baster on Breakfast.
I gave me three words. Awesome.
Wake up. Breakfast with Martin Baster, giving you a fun way to wake up. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda.